The State Department said Tuesday U.S. diplomats are ready for another meeting with Iranian officials on the security situation in Iraq. A May 28th meeting between the two countries' ambassadors in Baghdad was the most high-profile contact between the parties in nearly 30 years. VOA's David Gollist has a report from the State Department. Here is text 4321. Officials are giving no date or other information about plans for a second U.S.-Iranian meeting on Iraq, but the State Department says another meeting would be appropriate in order to reiterate U.S. concerns about what is seen here as destabilizing activity by Iran in neighboring Iraq. Iraqi Foreign Minister Hoshyar Zebari said earlier Tuesday in Baghdad that a second round of ambassadorial-level talks on the Iraqi security situation to follow up on the landmark May 28th meeting will be held soon. In a talk with reporters, State Department spokesman Sean McCormick said he had no announcement of a new meeting but did not contest the Iraqi minister's suggestion that one is imminent. McCormick said if it is held, the U.S. side will reiterate demands made at the first meeting that Iraq back up its stated desire to see a peaceful Iraq with tangible action.
It would be appropriate to have another face-to-face meeting to directly convey to the Iranian authorities that if they wish to see a more stable, secure, peaceful Iraq, which is what they have said they would like to see, that they need to change their behavior. They need to stop supporting sectarian militias that are exacerbating sectarian tensions. They need to stop supporting EFP networks that pose a direct threat to our troops.
U.S. officials have accused Iran of supplying insurgents with so-called explosively formed projectiles that have been used with deadly effect against American military vehicles. The May 28th meeting held in the office of Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki brought together the U.S. ambassador in Baghdad, Ryan Crocker, and his Iranian counterpart, Hassan Kazemi Koumi. Both sides said the atmosphere of the meeting was good, but there were no claims of substantive progress. The United States and Iran have not had diplomatic relations since Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution, during which student militants seized the U.S. embassy in Tehran and held some 50 U.S. officials hostage for more than a year. Despite the lack of formal ties, the two countries have had occasional contact over the years, primarily at multilateral meetings. The Bush administration is limiting the Baghdad contacts to Iraq's security issues. It has made an overture to Iran for open-ended political talks, but only if Tehran halts uranium enrichment and returns to negotiations over its nuclear program. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.